Stuart, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. I was thinking that could not be a better bumper.
Ah, I love it. It's great. Now, can we call you Stu or Stuart? Like, let's get the informalities out of the way.
Let's get it done. Call me Stu.
Stu, all right, perfect. Because we're just going to call you the Prez, maybe. We'll see how that goes.
The Prez or Sir?
Yeah. Well, we're not that formal in radio. Sir, never. We never get that here, unfortunately. Big news today, of course. A lot of our audience, huge fans of TV, watching sports. And TSN 3, 4, and 5 is coming out. I know there's some plans, maybe. I don't know if this is good or bad for Edmonton viewers, that you're going to have some radio shows going on TV. I know you've got that already now in Eastern Canada. Will any of those 3, 4, and 5 potentially be like regional broadcasts?
No, you know what? We are targeting all 5 feeds to be national broadcasts. We want everyone at home, regardless of where you are in the country, to have access to 5 TSN feeds.
Okay.
But I will tell you this. What we've got now is more canvas with which to play on our programming schedule. And we know that we have hidden content that really needs to be unearthed, such as from our friends at TSN Radio in Edmonton. Great quality sports talk content that will not only have a resonance for Edmonton fans, but really fans across the country. There are Oilers fans across the country and certainly Eskimo fans and so on. And so what we think we have the opportunity to do now is put cameras in every one of our TSN radio stations, pull some content out that is, yes, locally very relevant in that market, but also we think of national interest. And we have the space now to get that on these national feeds. So whereas it's not a regional feed, it can contain some local regional content.
A lot of people, of course, you know, we see the TSN and the ESPN connection. 30 for 30s have been huge up here. TSN now has a lot of their own special features. When you say there's potentially more ESPN content, is that going to be a lot more college football potentially? What's the ESPN factor going to be for Canadian viewers?
Well, we have a great relationship with ESPN. In fact, they are part owners of TSN, and we have a strong programming relationship as well. And over the years, we have basically had to sit on thousands of hours of content, both live and some of their taped content, which can be specials like 30 for 30, or it could be their talk blocks, for example, that they run kind of midweek, mid-afternoons. So I think you'll see a little bit of everything from us. We now have access. That's all top-quality content. And we know that with, for example, the number of Canadians that are starting to become superstars in college basketball, there is going to be a growing interest in college basketball. We know that the college football playoffs that are going to launch this year for the first time ever to crown a national champion through a playoff system is going to be a huge deal, and it's going to resonate with Canadians. So that's absolutely content we're looking forward to, but we're also looking forward to all of the tape content that they produce. They're really, really, there's a wealth of content we can access.
President of TSN Sports, Stuart Johnson, joins us. TSN 3, 4, and 5 be launching in the fall. Is that right, Stu?
That's right. We haven't picked a date yet, but look for these three feeds coming to you sometime early this fall.
A few other questions we have. A lot of people wondering about tennis. Milos Raonic, of course, is pretty big. There's a lot of tennis fans, and you do a lot of the Grand Slams. Is there a potential to watch even more tennis outside of the Grand Slams?
I think the 5 feeds are going to benefit all TSN viewers. They're going to have access to more sports and more choice. But if I had to pick one group of fans, one sport fan out there that might benefit the most, I think it might be tennis.
Okay.
When we have access to, we carry all 4 Grand Slams every hour. So when you think about it, that's 2 weeks per event, 8 weeks out of 52 UK morning to evening programming. And with the emergence of some Canadian superstars, both on the men's and women's side, in Milos and Eugenie Bouchard, we know we've got a very interested audience to follow the Canadian success. However, that doesn't mean they're not interested in Nadal, Federer, and Djokovic either. But we've been put in a position where we're choosing the Canadians, because that's what we will do, but we choose them over some excellent content. And now you may have a situation where on 4 or 5 feeds, perhaps there's a Nadal match, a Djokovic match, a Murray match, and a Bouchard match, and you'll get your fill. So, no, we're very excited with what we can do with tennis.
looking now, what about here in Edmonton? The Edmonton Rush had an outstanding season. They're 16-2. You know, TSN has done some games over the past few years in the National Lacrosse League. Are you looking at building a bigger brand in lacrosse, kind of like how you guys grew the CFL?
I think that there is no doubt that lacrosse as a sport, both from a participation standpoint and then from the success we see with the NLL, is a growing sport. And to be honest, you can't say that about a lot of sports. It is tough. There are so many options out there for sports to continue to grow. And we see it. We see that there is a swelling of interest in lacrosse. So I think it would be very fair to say that we're interested in using a great relationship that we have with the NLL right now and using that as a basis to jump and maybe grow more.
Stuart, I think you've probably get feedback a lot from fans. And, you know, the 30 for 30 series, you know, TSN starting a branch of that. Is part of this going to maybe see more documentaries rather than just live sporting events, maybe more stories being told?
Well, you know what, the premise of TSN, where we've really generated our success, has been through premium major league live event sport and the best sports news show in the country. And so between sports and live events, that's really what has drawn our viewers and really put us into the mainstream. However, we have found that with the right support content, and 30 for 30 was really an eye-opener for us, because we had tried other documentaries in the past with limited success. But the way that the 30 for 30s were produced and are currently produced really has resonated with our fan base. So I think absolutely you'll see more opportunity for us to acquire that kind of content, whether it be through ESPN or other sources, and as well produce. We did the CFL Engraved on a Nation series to great acclaim and great success, and that has definitely whet our appetite for that type of content.
One last one for you. I really appreciate your time, Stuart. Looking ahead, the landscape of television, it's always changing. Anything new outside of the station launches, which of course is big, but do you see anything new and exciting coming to TSN this fall or summer?
Well, I think you said it. We think we might have our hands full with the launch of three extra feeds, and it is an ambitious undertaking we're going for. But besides that, I think that the evolution of sports television has been so impressive over the last number of years. And your bumper talking about PBRing sports, the passion for sports in this country continues. And we are looking to serve that in any way we can. So we've got a few irons in the fire in terms of different acquisitions that we might look at. Nothing ready to announce yet. But I think the quality of production is something to watch as that increases in sports and brings the sports fan at home closer to the action. There's some technology out there called 4K. We're keeping a very close eye on that development. Believe me, HD pictures are beautiful. 4K are off the charts.
Wow.
So there are things out there. It's a little premature for that, but definitely we're keeping an eye on things.
When the NFL season starts, will you be able to show more Miami Dolphins games in the Edmonton area? Because I'd really like that if you could.
No, we're piping those right into your
nice
room.
Awesome. We'll just get in the studio. That'll be great. I'll be working on Sundays then. Stu, as always, great to talk to you again, and we'll talk to you again soon.
You as well. Appreciate it, guys.